This is Free Talk Live. It's the Wednesday edition kicking off hour number three. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going straight to the phones and to the fun. In fact, to the amplifier line. And George in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, George.
Yeah, I'm back from the West Coast here on the Burning Man Fest.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that was great. I sent you guys an email to further describe it because I don't think I could do it justice.
Well, I don't know, George. I understand that you sent the email, but we just moved to New Hampshire, and I am so far behind on emails right now. Why don't you do your best to describe what you saw at Burning Man this year?
Basically, it's like big arts fest festival. It's kind of like it's partly like Woodstock, but it's also a big arts festival where you can express yourself any way you want it, and without fear of being arrested or persecution and stuff. It's like everyone accepts you. Is you can have. You give out gifts. You receive gifts. It's like a partner economy over there.
They don't allow they don't allow money in. Isn't that the case?
Yes and no. You can buy, for example, ice and water at the center camp,
mm-hmm.
but typically to discourage it. I mean, that's like the one thing I kind of disagree with. But
yeah.
Other than that, it's a great festival.
Right on.
Overall.
So, what were some of the things that you saw? What were some of the expressions that you saw that might have normally resulted in, say, someone being arrested?
Well, some pretty woman, for example, walking around wearing nothing but body paint, for example.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of cool, for example. Also, lots of people were trading gifts, other stuff. Like, I was handing out lollipops, and someone gave me hits of weed. Someone offered me a hit of some acid, but I was not going to do that.
I don't think I'd want to be that tripping.
Yeah, I was offered acid just for handing out blow pops. So
wow.
Acid, not blow pops, fizzy pops.
That's amazing.
The six-year-old ones.
And how many thousands of people?
George, before you answer that question, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know. I was too stoned to figure that out. Anyway, yeah, and then when I got back, I heard that poor Steve Irwin got killed.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the crocodile hunter. I saw that news. How did he... I was going to say, didn't he buy it by a barb of a stingray?
Stingray barb hit him in the heart.
Yeah, and like he was swimming out by the Great Barrier Reef, and what happened was that stingrays like to hide under the sand in the water at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and he disturbed it where it was, and the stingray just swung up and swung its tail right to where his heart was, and that's where it stung him. Like, normally, they don't really kill you. Most people get like stung in the legs, and it doesn't really kill them. But in this case, he got it right in his heart, right where the poison was, and it was like kind of like a final destination moment per se.
He died. Did he even make it out of the water? I mean, at what point did he die?
Just minutes after he got stung. Like, there's some video, I haven't seen it, but it shows him pulling out the barb right from his chest.
Yeah, he pulled out the barb
before he died.
Wow.
Also, he's the second guy in 30 years to die of a stingray. Stab in Australia.
What a coincidence, though.
Rare.
What a coincidence, though, that Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, succumbed to a stingray.
I don't think that's particularly coincidental. I mean, he's out there fooling with animals all the time.
Right.
I mean, so he's got something that was going to get him at some point.
George, thanks for the update, man. Glad you had fun at the festival.
Yeah, at least he died wanting to do what he did.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, that's right. He lived the life that he wanted to live. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Again, that's toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. I didn't ever really watch any of his shows. I was aware of who he was. I saw some clips of him, and he seemed like a pretty entertaining, kind of a funny character.
He seemed
funny
passionate
character.
About his work to me, and I think that he went in a way that he would have liked to have gone. I mean, I just can't imagine that he wouldn't like to go when he was doing what he loved.
I wonder if the video footage is going to come out.
I'm sure it will.
800-259-9231.
I won't be watching it. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. My dad actually got hit by a stingray once. It was in the ball
almost
of his
everybody.
Foot.
Yeah, it gets hit in the foot.
And it was pretty nasty. Apparently, according to him, it was very painful. It was a weekend sort of a thing out on the beach area, and he had to go to a walk-in clinic, and he was laid out for a while over that. It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gives you one more reason just not to swim in the ocean. Why bother? Stay in the pools. There's no stingrays in there.
Stingrays generally are pretty gentle creatures, and
until you step on
sometimes
one.
You can pet them and that kind of thing. But you know, just.
It happens.
They're wild animals.
Well, yeah, and they say that you're supposed to shuffle your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you visiting an ocean for the first time,
and the Gulf of Mexico,
you're supposed to shuffle your feet to sort of stir up the sand and scare them away. Well, he was shuffling his feet too, and it still got him. So not a guarantee. If you're in the ocean, nothing's a guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, you're out there where they live.
Exactly.
And the things in the ocean are far, far more venomous than the things in the land. If you believe in evolution, things have been in the water a heck of a lot longer than they've been in the land. They've had a lot more opportunity to get venomous out there. That's where the stuff can really get you.
1-800-259-9231. So I said we're going to talk this hour about another example of how Americans are so frightened of the federal government. We mentioned last hour with Bush coming out and admitting the secret prisons and the fact that Americans, just as the police state continues to grow, they're just going to become more and more scared, and they're going to be less and less likely to resist. And they're already hard. It's already very difficult to get someone to even consider resisting against the U.S. government. Well, now here's a bigger example of people that are scared. Broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
They are scared S-less
they are,
by
well,
the federal government. Well, now it's getting worse. New York, according to the AP, broadcasters say the hesitancy of some CBS affiliates to air a powerful September 11th documentary next week proves there's been a chilling effect on the First Amendment since federal regulators boosted penalties for television obscenities after Janet Jackson's breast was exposed for a fraction of a second on a Super Bowl halftime show.
Like a real fraction of a second. No one even knew.
Martin Franks, executive vice president of CBS, says this is example number one of the decision by two dozen CBS affiliates to replace or delay 9/11. This is the name of the documentary, which has already aired twice without controversy over concerns of some of the language used by the firefighters in it. Quote,
but this was real stuff, though. This actually
real footage
happened.
Actually happened.
Right.
Quote, we don't think it's appropriate to sanitize the reality of the hell of September 11th, said Franks.
I have to agree.
It shows the incredible stress that these people, these heroes, as he puts it, were under. To sanitize it in some way robs it of the horror they faced. Actor Robert De Niro hosts the award-winning documentary, which began as a quest to follow a rookie firefighter on an ordinary day, but resulted in the only known video of the first plane striking the World Trade Center and horrific and inspiring scenes of rescue, escape, and death. CBS planning to show it coming up on September 10th, with the profanity intact, because it's real footage. It's real life.
So what happened?
Carter Phillips, a lawyer for Fox Television Station, cited the decision by several CBS affiliates. The time at which the Federal Communications Commission loosens restriction, excuse me, they're replacing it or showing it after 10 p.m., so they're showing it in that indecent zone, because from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., you can be indecent on the radio and television.
Why can't they just broadcast it slightly delayed, and like 6 seconds delayed, and then let somebody be in the studio and bleep?
They could. They could, but the point is CBS is saying we shouldn't have to do that.
I agree.
But they're scared. Phillips addressed the court as part of a hearing on whether the FCC rushed to judgment in concluding that NYPD Blue and three other programs violated decency rules. Saying the FCC was chilling free speech rights, Phillips mentioned the documentary to show the court how timid broadcast companies have become since the FCC has toughened its position toward profanities after the halftime show on the Super Bowl. Congress recently boosted the maximum fines the FCC can impose from $32,500 per incident to $325,000 per incident. And it's got people scared. In fact, so far, about a dozen CBS affiliates have indicated they're not even going to show the documentary. And another dozen say they're going to delay it until later at night, and two dozen others are still considering what they're going to do. Maybe they'll do the option you suggested.
You know, in this case, especially in this case, where you're talking about the firefighters that were rushing to save people at the World Trade Center on one of the most tragic days in American history, they might have used some foul language,
sure,
as men may do. You know, women use it too, but in this particular case, I mean, it's completely, I think every American probably knows that those firefighters used foul language on that day.
They may know it, but the TV companies are scared that some Americans are going to call the FCC and complain
because there's children in the room and we have to protect them.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 6th. Gold opened at $635.80 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased at $669.29. Again, that's $669.29 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Foreign countries have had a significant impact on the price of gold and the demand continues to be strong. Summertime has a tendency to slow down trading in the physical markets and there are many bargains to be found. With fall weather and kids back to school, these opportunities tend to dry up quickly. If you are a bargain hunter and would like to take advantage of these offers, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I would also like to mention our free report regarding government rules on trading gold privately. Call for that report. It's free. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So talking about the FCC and how it has frightened some television stations to death. They are quaking about possibly airing this documentary that CBS wants to air on 9/10 about 9/11 from 5 years ago. The documentary has aired in the past, and nobody complained about it. Despite that evidence, these stations, over a dozen of them, are refusing to air it at all. Another dozen are going to delay broadcast it to later at night when they're not as worried that children will be around, and children might hear New York firefighters being real New York firefighters and cursing. So these stations are frightened to death of the prospect that some goody-goody is going to come across the F-word or the S-word on the air, call up the FCC.
I wouldn't call them goody-goodies. I'd say they're busybodies.
Busybody. Call up the FCC and complain, and that's going to parlay into a $325,000 fine. I understand their fear, but this is a problem. The problem is when broadcasters are so crippled with fear by these fines that they withdraw showing interesting content that people are demanding, our choices suffer, and as a result, our freedom suffers. Our freedom to choose is being taken away by these FCC rules and regulations, and it's outrageous.
And I think people have to be reminded when it comes to freedom of speech that popular speech, pleasant speech, bland speech, they don't need protections. The protections of the First Amendment are here for unpopular speech, inflammatory speech, speech that might even be considered dangerous.
Well, according to the FCC, the First Amendment doesn't apply here. In fact, there's more details to this. We're going to get to it, but I want to go to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Jason in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Jason, hello. Jason going once. Jason in New Hampshire going twice. All right, let's move on. Let's try Anonymous in wherever. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
I love you guys. You guys are so great.
Hey, it's George down in Sarasota.
It is so funny because he's talking about the children do not want to be any firefighters. Oh, you guys are great.
Yes. Hello, George, Jorge, rather, in Sarasota. How are you, sir?
Ian, I told the screener that I would like to remain anonymous.
Oh, okay, anonymous. Yes. So
I'm not sure how to spell anonymous.
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 Because I'm up to some shenanigans.
What are you doing?
And I do not want the people to know that this is Jorge.
No one knows your last name, Jorge. And you just said who it was anyway, so now everyone knows. What shenanigans?
The shenanigans, you have to be anonymous.
Okay, we're going to pretend like we're going to start over. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live. Tell us about
your
shenanigans.
I love the show. You guys talk about the children and the firefighters.
So, Anonymous, right. My phone screener tells me that you're up to some shenanigans tonight.
Yes,
tell me all about it.
I'm up to the shenanigans. I'll tell you all about it. I smoked a whole entire field of the medical grass.
And that's quite
a walking down to the Florida Everglades. So that I can wrestle a crocodile.
You're trying to fill Steve Irwin's shoes, huh?
Because all he did was have a funny accent and wrestle the crocodile, and I have a funny accent. And I'm going to hit the crocodile with my elbows and my feet.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think Jorge is going to have
Anonymous,
you're going to have a difficult time wrestling crocodiles in the Florida Everglades because they only have alligators down there.
Thanks for the call, Jorge. 800-259-9231. That's still free. That's kind of funny, but really mean, because Steve Irwin just died. That's not very nice.
No.
Maybe that's why he wanted to be anonymous.
Perhaps.
800-259-9231. Okay, so the FCC... Here's what, let's continue the story here, because these stations are scared. These TV stations, over a dozen of them, not airing it, a dozen of them, going to delay broadcast the CBS documentary about 9/11 that's going to air later this week. Well, on Friday, apparently, Sinclair Broadcasting became the latest company to say it was delaying the broadcast saying it was concerned that it could face fines. I mean, a $325,000 fine can put a mom-and-pop television station out of business.
Right, unless you're talking about a major metro, New York, Houston,
even
Atlanta.
There, it's going to raise advertising rates make it harder for those stations to compete.
Absolutely.
So it's bad for anybody.
But if you're talking about some smaller town in the United States where they they just get their news, you know, it's just the CBS affiliate, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And you made a point a moment ago that you thought that every American would understand. I mean, anybody watching a documentary about 9/11 that included footage of firemen cursing, doing their job, real footage, real firemen cursing, they would understand, that they would get it. And I would like to agree with you. Unfortunately, it's just not the case. Not in America, at least. Mm. The announcement came, the Sinclair Broadcasting announcement came as the Tupelo, Mississippi-based American Family Association readied its 3 million members to flood the FCC and CBS with complaints after the documentary airs. There are 3 million members of the American Family Association, and these people are, they have their phones ready.
I don't think that every member of the American Family Association, everybody who signed up for this, would be on board for calling in about this particular show. I think that many of them would be like, oh, not in this particular instance am I going to raise. You know,
maybe that PD Blue is one thing. I didn't say they would all do it. I'm just saying that that's a nice little pool to pull from. There's going to be some of them that will. I mean, if the organizers are the ones, if the people behind the American Family Association are the ones, you know, stirring the pot here, trying to get people to call, they'll get some people to call. They'll get the followers to call, the ones that will do anything that the AFA suggests they do. They'll do it. This isn't an issue of censorship. It's an issue of responsibility to the public, says Randy Sharp, director of special projects for the group, which describes itself as a 29-year-old organization that promotes the biblical ethic of decency. And we all know God says you can't say four-letter words. Isn't that in the Bible?
Afraid not. It does say not to curse, but cursing is really saying something like, I hope that you're... hair is infested with the fleas of my kennels.
Like a hex.
Right, that's really what a curse is,
yeah.
As opposed to cussing or profanity or scatological language. Those things aren't identified in the Bible. They really didn't say stuff like that back then. It just didn't work out that way in that particular language.
FCC spokeswoman Tamara Lipper says the commission routinely takes context into account in any decency analysis. Quote, we don't police the airwaves. We respond to viewer complaints. We haven't seen the broadcast in question. It's up to individual stations as to what they to decide what they should or should not air.
Man, they're flexing their muscles there, aren't they? They're saying, "Well, yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do. We might just call in and make some complaints. We might not."
800-25. That's the FCC spokesperson.
Oh, I thought that was the American Family Association.
No, that's the FCC. 800-259-9231. So there's a little bit more to this. Your calls as well. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live, and that means you can call in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a listener map with over 1,500 of our listeners from around the world that have taken the time to plot themselves digitally with a little digital push pin on our international map of listenership at map.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else on our website. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com.
So go map yourself.
Yes, you absolutely should. All right, so let's try this phone. Let's try the phones again here.
Okay.
Jason is back from New Hampshire. We're giving another shot here. Jason, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I am back. I'm speaking to you from New Hampshire, but I'm listening to your show actually from I don't know where this would fall on your map. I'm listening from a 3D virtual world called Second Life. Secondlife.com.
We've heard about this in the past, Mark. You may recall somebody had called in and said that there's a new virtual world game out there that allows people to take money, U.S. dollars, FRNs, out of real life, and build an account for themselves in the game, and then you can sort of buy things and sell things and actually do business and transact in this second life, if you will. That's one of the things that it was sort of a feature, I guess, of the game. And so some people are actually making money in this game. I don't know if you recall that, but that's what he's talking
about. Yeah, absolutely, I do.
So you're in the game right now as we speak?
As we speak, I'm in the game, and I'm sitting in a house that a friend of mine built. We actually have a group for the Free State Project.
Oh, neat!
So we created a group that anybody can join, and we've had a number of people join already.
Right.
And where I'm sitting, we have a house built with a big rug with the Free State Project logo on it, and we also have a a sign with your website, since we're listeners of the Free Talk Live, that links to your website. So it's an interesting
awesome.
3D world that you can actually create 3D virtual objects, which become, in effect, hypertext links to other parts of the Internet.
So you can literally build your own little fantasy world, if you want to, within this one, essentially.
Exactly. Everything is in this world is content created by players, if you will. It's not really a game because there's no mission, or it's not like a fantasy.
Oh, really? You know, there's no experience points, or there's no goal, or you just
no
sort of
goal.
Hang out?
Just a world.
What other things go on? I mean, beyond hanging around listening to Free Talk Live, which I think is cool. I think it's a neat dynamic to listening to the show, because normally if you're listening to Free Talk Live, you are either you're a radio listener and you're listening probably in the car, or maybe potentially at home on your radio. You're an internet live listener, or you're a podcast listener. And listening to a podcast typically is a pretty solitary activity. You've got your
right.
headphones in and you're going to work or whatever your situation is. But this kind of brings a new dimension to a group listening experience. Instead of maybe having one or two other people in real life with you listening to a show, which some people do, you can actually get together with 10, 20, 30 people in Second Life. And do you actually have the show playing in the game, or is it something you have to listen to outside of the game?
It's actually in the game, which makes it that much more interesting, because the way it works is if you own land, you can attach to that piece of land streaming media. So you can have
wow.
So this piece of land, we set it up so that your show is connected to your
that's
your
so cool.
streaming show, so that anybody who wanders into our land, as long as they have their volume turned on, will just hear the show, and they can say, hey, what are you guys listening to?
Hey,
so
if somebody one of these virtual people wanders onto my virtual lawn in this virtual world, can I shoot them with virtual rock salt?
You actually can, which gives you a lot of... Well, it's interesting that this is a very much a free laissez-faire environment. You can specify, I believe there are two different areas of the world, some which allow basically gun weapons and some areas which do not.
Hmm.
But basically, as a landowner, you have a lot of control over who is allowed on your land. And
how do you keep them out? Virtual fences?
Yeah, there's basically some built-in security features into the game that you can... Essentially, it's a fence. Yeah, you don't really basically if you're walking into or trying to fly into, because you can fly land that
nice.
Somebody has blocked. You basically fly into a wall,
invisible wall.
I see.
Okay, yeah. I still have two questions, and I didn't actually finish my first one. The first question.
Sure.
Is what are some other things? I mean, if there's no goal, if there's no experience to generate, what are some of the other things that go on in this game beyond listening to Free Talk Live that would attract people to it?
Right. Well, one of the things I probably check out soon, because I maybe on the next commercial break, is there's a Burning Man, kind of virtual Burning Man that's going on. And I heard earlier a caller talking about that. And so it's very much a creative platform. So people, I mean, a lot of the fun is creating things and building things.
So
and,
creating things to bring people into the world. So, for instance, you've created this sort of Free State Project / Free Talk Live listening area, which I think
right.
is a really cool idea. And hopefully people are listening saying, wow, that sounds neat. I might want to check that out. But that brings me to my second question. And that is that I've seen these massively multiplayer online role-playing games before, and they sound neat and they sound interesting, and I've known people that are just hooked on them. I've known people that are addicted. They call EverQuest EverCrack. I mean, there are people that spend hours and hours of their lives in these games, but the problem with them is that they cost on a per-month basis. You don't just go out and buy the game, and then you get to play it as long as you want to, like most games you can. These games, you've got to pay $6, $7, $10 a month in order to play. And if you don't play, you still have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this one of those games, too?
No, I actually haven't spent... I've actually made money so far in the game, not much. But you can get a free basic membership, which allows you to have an avatar that you can make yourself look however you want, clothe yourself however you want, and you only need to spend money if you want to own land. So if you want anything permanent, but you can actually, you can explore and go out and interact with people. You know, I've met people from Japan. I've met people from all over the place.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you're saying they give you sort of the, you get a free account sort of as a taste test thing to see if you like it. I like that approach. I think that's a good approach.
Yeah,
you can actually experience the whole world. You just can't create anything for yourself.
You're a virtual bum.
Well, you can actually create things, and that's the other good thing. Is there are areas, even if you don't own land, they have these sandbox areas where you can explore. You know, you can you can build things.
So you can experiment.
Can't leave it.
They just don't stay there.
Exactly. And you can keep it in your inventory. So, for example, I have on my shoulder a little porcupine that somebody created for me. So it's a kind of cute little, using the Free State Project mascot. And that's basically something that is in my inventory, and I could put it on my shoulder or I could take it off and, you know, I can manipulate it. I mean, so there's a lot of, it's basically a cross between like a MySpace, because everybody has their own spaces that you can customize, and kind of like a 3D design program.
Now, do you see yourself on the screen, or are you looking through your eyes, like a first
person? Yeah, well, you can actually change the perspective. So, like right now, I'm viewing myself sort of from a detached, I'm facing myself, my camera view is actually looking at my avatar, but I can change it so I'm looking through sort of as if I'm walking, you know, I can change the perspective. You can kind of detach the camera view to some extent away from your avatar body.
So do tell, how have you made money at this game?
Well, I've made money only through a lucky about at the Russian roulette table.
There's gambling going on.
Yes, there is.
Russian roulette. What does the federal government think about that?
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch because at this point in time, I think it's because this game is fairly new and it's at the sort of early adopter level. There's roughly, to give you a sense, about 300,000 people using this game.
That's a lot. I mean, that's
which is a lot, but it's not like, you know, EverQuest, you know, or World of Warcraft. I think some of those games have like 6 or 7 million. It's still small
very
and under
cool.
the radar.
Jason, keep us informed as to what's going on in Second Life. We really appreciate it. Sounds intriguing. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9230. I love that stuff. I'm a game geek. I just wish I had more time to play them. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of Southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in the Wednesday edition. You can still take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. We mentioned before we went away for our weekend when we moved up to New Hampshire, we mentioned that on Labor Day weekend we were extending the pre-order discount at the Free Talk Live store. The discount, I believe, is still in effect, I think, because everything's just been in shambles as a result of our move. So if you still want to take advantage of that discount, I don't know how long it's going to go on for. Johnson is still in charge of the store, so it may be hours, maybe another day or so, at store.freetalklive.com. Take advantage of it now. The over 7% discount, Free Talk Live stuff, including shirts, hats, a classic DVD set as well of our old shows from way back in the day.
There's a big flag.
Yeah, there's a cool flag as well. All there, store.freetalklive.com. Okay, so you mentioned a moment ago, we were talking to Jason from New Hampshire, but he was calling us from his virtual world in this game that's called Second Life, and I thought that was kind of interesting. But you made a kind of a quip that I thought it was funny. You mentioned that the people with the free accounts in the games are sort of like virtual bums. They can't own property, and they just sort of walk around.
They can play in the virtual sandbox.
Well, here's a couple of real-life bums, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, Mark. From Steamboat Springs and the Associated Press, two men who took fruit and vegetables out of a garbage can have been sentenced to 6 months in jail.
Oh, my.
A punishment that they say is harsh and the only choice that they had to avoid a felony on their records. Gilles Charl of Somersworth, New Hampshire, and David Siller of Wayne, Pennsylvania, were on their way to the Rainbow family's annual gathering where they were arrested in June, when they were arrested, and charged with felony burglary and misdemeanor theft. Authorities say they took 5 cucumbers, 4 or 5 apricots, 2 bundles of asparagus spears, and a handful of cherries from a garbage can at Sweet Pea Produce. The two pleaded guilty to misdemeanor trespassing Wednesday, and the felony charge was dropped. Quote, "We didn't have any intention of committing a crime or doing anything wrong," according to Charl. "We'd just come into town, and we were prepared to buy groceries from a store, but everything was closed." Thousands of people were in the Steamboat Springs area at the end of June and July for the Rainbow Family Gathering north of town. At times, the relationship between the members of the nomadic group and authorities was tense, and citations were issued. Assistant DA Kerry St. James said the men were facing the felony because they trespassed onto property without permission and took something that did not belong to them. He said the plea bargain was the suspect's decision. Now, you're somebody who's normally pretty harsh when it comes to homeless people. And I just want to see how you feel about this one, Mark.
I'm ever so slightly torn on it, just a little bit. I think that if you throw things away, they're not yours anymore.
Right.
Once you put them in the garbage out by the street or wherever
it is. Even if it's
in
your garbage can on your property.
Well, I don't know. That's the part that bothers me. It's probably it was probably in a dumpster, and that dumpster may have been on the property, may have been on the owner's property.
Right.
It seems to me like trumped up charges.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel it is.
They're harassing a couple guys from the Rainbow Gang.
They really are.
Which is essentially a bunch of hippies that travel around the country and they get together and party and hang out. That's what they do. They just go to big parks and camp.
Right. They don't produce much in the world of, economics.
Exactly.
As long as they're rainbow peopling together, it doesn't bother me that much.
Right.
It's the homeless people right on the street in the middle of Main Street that sort of live there. That bothers me.
In this case, I got to say, and I feel the same way that you do. Like, property rights are important, but at the same time, when you're putting something in the garbage, it means I don't want this anymore.
Right.
And now someone's going to come take it away.
Right.
In most cases,
who cares who takes it away? As long as they don't make a mess. I mean, if they take your garbage and they throw it all over the place, that's a completely different story. As they're getting their asparagus spears and their handful of radishes or whatever it was that they got, if they made a big mess and threw garbage everywhere, then I got a problem with it. But if it's just them going through the garbage and taking stuff out.
Took some old fruit. I mean, look, you're putting it out in the garbage. It's no big deal as long as they don't destroy stuff like you were saying. And as far as I'm concerned, dumpster diving is its own punishment. I mean, you don't need to throw somebody in jail for 6 months or put them on probation or anything like that. You're dumpster diving. And if these guys are being honest and they're really doing what they claim that they were doing, and that is visiting, and there happened to be some stores that were closed and they needed to get some food, then that's fine. But otherwise, who cares? You're in a dumpster.
Right.
That's punishment enough. Have you been near dumpsters before?
Sticky.
They're filthy and gross and nasty.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near a dumpster, and I want to get out of one as soon as possible if I find myself in one.
Yeah, I've got to say that these just seem like trumped up charges, and I don't support it.
Okay. Toll free number 800-259-9231. You, as always, can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Well, here's another story for you, Mark. Some fellow passengers from the CBC News are questioning why an Orthodox Jewish man was removed from an Air Canada Jazz flight in Montreal last week. What was he doing? Was he lighting his shoe on fire? Was he threatening the passengers?
Orthodox Jew, what could he have been doing?
He was praying.
Hmm.
The man was a passenger on a September 1st flight from Montreal to New York City when the incident happened. The airplane was heading toward the runway at the airport when eyewitnesses say the Orthodox man began to pray. Quote, he was clearly a Hasidic Jew, says somebody on the flight. Quote, he had some sort of cover over his head, and he was reading from a book. He wasn't exactly praying out loud, but he was lurching back and forth. The action didn't seem to bother anyone, according to, again, the passenger who was very nearby. But the flight attendant approached the man and told him his praying was making the other passengers nervous. Well, the attendant actually recognized out loud that he wasn't a Muslim and that she was sorry for the situation, but they had to ask him to leave. Remember, the jet was taxiing for a takeoff at this point. The man who spoke neither English nor French was escorted off of the airplane.
Hmm.
Air Canada Jazz termed the situation delicate, but says it has received more than one complaint about the man's behavior. Here's another example of a story where somebody's behavior has gotten them either prevented from getting on a flight, like we talked about last week with the guy wearing a T-shirt that
right.
some people didn't like, or in this case, the guy praying on the airplane that made some people uncomfortable. Now, look, I'm an atheist. I'm not somebody who really cares much about praying. It's not something I do myself. But I don't get offended when somebody else is doing it. And I don't care if they're wiggling back and forth, jumping up and down, or just sitting still with their hands between their, in their lap or something. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, this is getting out of control. that's overreacting. I'm afraid that it wouldn't matter to me whether he was Muslim and he decided to, lurch back and forth.
People
and
are concerned,
it is.
Sir.
Davening, I believe that's what it's called.
Sir, people are concerned. Can you please stop rocking back and forth? You're getting people upset on this. I mean, who gets upset by this? Is it because he had something on his head? Is that what set him apart? Or was it the rocking? I mean, what part of this was offensive? Yeah. What part of this freaks you out? 800-259-9231. The airline's not saying if the man was told that he was not allowed to pray. But a spokesperson said the man was back on board the next flight to New York, I guess where there were less busybodies on that particular flight.
Apparently.
Jewish leaders in Montreal criticized the move as insensitive, saying the flight attendants should have explained to the other passengers that the man was simply praying and doing no harm.
Yeah, I'd have to say so.
Hasidic Rabbi Ronnie Fine says he often prays on airplanes, but typically only gets curious stares. I mean, I might wonder, what's that guy doing? Rocking back and forth. Okay, back to my book. Yeah. So what?
Nosy people.
It's when you jump up with a gun or a knife that I'll get concerned. At that point, I'll be a little bit on edge paying attention.
Yeah, I'm going to go from zero to real concern very, very quickly.
Quote, it's not something that you're praying. This is the rabbi. It's not something that you're praying in your own seat and not taking. If it's something that you're praying in your own seat and not taking over the whole plane, I don't think it should be a problem.
Right. I suppose that if, praying includes during takeoff running up and down the aisles, screaming at the top of your lungs, waving your arms over,
yeah,
maybe there's a problem.
Right.
But if you're davening back and forth, I don't really see the problem.
What's the point of that, by the way? Do you know?
I
don't know much about the Jewish religion.
I don't know what the point that they have for it.
Does the rocking help get the, like... Does it help generate wavelengths that get the message to God quicker?
I don't know what they say it's over, but rocking back and forth generally calms people. You'll notice that when people, especially mentally ill people, need to calm themselves, they'll be rocking back
like
and
old
forth.
People in a rocking chair or something. Mm-hmm. I like getting in rocking
people,
chairs.
Yeah, rocking chairs are nice, and it just goes to show that rocking's kind of...
Calming, yeah.
Yeah, calming.
Makes sense. By the way, the Jewish group, I think I'm pronouncing this right, B'nai B'rith.
Oh,
is that how you do it?
I'm not the one.
Canada, B'nai B'rith Canada, has offered to give Air Canada crews sensitivity training as a result.
Well, they sounds like they need it.
Yeah. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's good to be back. We're in New Hampshire now, and we're going to be back doing live shows, as we always do, six nights a week. So we'll see you tomorrow night online, same time, same place, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.